Okay, we're now in the top of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Tadar Abadar. The first line, Hayuba Kachim. So let's say there were korbanos, there was material that was dedicated to the Mikdash, but it was an Ir Nidachas. What happens to it? So the Gemara says, Kachim Izbeach. If they're Kachim Izbeach, if they're korbanos that were supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, Yamusu. So then they are put to death. Rashi says, he gives example, for example, Olos and Ashamos, burnt offerings, a certain type of sin offering, an Asham, because the Torah says that it's true, on the one hand, that it belongs to God. So it shouldn't be destroyed with the property of their nidachas, but mi'isuta hu l'hakiv korban shel Hashem halalo shutchu. So on the one hand, it's not property of your nidachas because it was dedicated for God, but you can't. But it belonged to a rasha, so therefore you just let it die. You bring it to a kippah, you bring it to a pen, and then you feed it the animal's barley until they die. That's the way that Rashi understands it. And maybe, could be, that according to this, the court of Rashi, could be, though, that if the animals belong to tzaddikim, so maybe they wouldn't be destroyed based on the way that Rashi is understanding this line. The Yad Ramah points out that it says Yamusu and not Yahargu. Yahargu would indicate that they are killed, but like Ir Nidachas. Yamusu seems to indicate that they died not as Ir Nidachas. The Yad Ramah writes that the reason why you don't bring them as a korban, because the halacha generally is, let's say, korban chatas, sin offering, that basically, since these people are being put to death, so the korbanos that they own, you can't bring a korban where the owners die, and you can't redeem them. Kachim mizbeach are not redeemed if they are unblemished, and you can't kill them because they're shalal shamayim. So the only thing you let them do is you let them die by themselves. The Gemara continues, of course, the next part of the brisa, kachim benek abayis. Property that you designate to be brought to be used by the Mikdash for whatever they want, to fix the Mikdash. So for this, then yipadu, you have the you redeem their property, and there's actually, and then you redeem the property. Now according to the Rambam, then you redeem the the property, and then you burn the property with the Ir Nidachas. Rashi and the Ravid disagree. They say you don't burn them. So that's the machlokas we showed him. And trumos, ye rakvu, the trumos that you, in the city, so that you let it rot. And matzah sheni v'kisekoshi ganzu, and matzah sheni and holy scriptures, you let them simply, you bury them. We're going to discuss, the Gemara will later on discuss about trumos and matzah sheni. Not for this particular shir. Now, and Rabbi Shimon says, "Behemta v'lo behemes b'chor ma'aser shlala prat lekesef hektes because of ma'aser." Shimon says also, you don't destroy the behema of a b'chor or behema of ma'aser with the and because of the word shlala, it excludes the money of hektesh and the money of ma'aser sheni. They don't destroy them with the property of nidachas. So we're going to explain all these different points, but for today, we're just going to really discuss the first point of kachim izbeach. Amar Mar. So now we'll explain the first part of the brisa. Hayuba kachim. So if in the nidachas there were kachim izbeach yamusu. So kachim izbeach. So those korbanos that are supposed to be brought on the izbeach yamusu. So they are put to death. So the Gemara says, "Vamaya musu. Why are they put to death? Yuad sheyistavu." V'yimachru, v'yiplu demand, lean and dover. Why don't you let them simply graze in the field, develop a mum, a blemish, and then you can sell the animal and use the funds for other korbanos. Why do you have to let the animal die? So Rav Yochanan says zevach v'shem toiva. No, that the korban that the wicked person brings is considered an abomination in the eyes of God, and therefore even if they redeem the animals and they buy other animals instead of them, it's still considered zevach v'shem toiva. It's still toiva to use the animals, and anything that is exchanged for these animals to be brought for God. Rav Shlakish says different answer. Mamon balim hu. No. That the property of the korban here belongs to the owners. They're not hekdesh. What are we talking about? We're talking about where someone says, "Harei alai ola." For example, someone says, "Behold, I'm going to bring an ola." So the halacha is that if something happens to this particular animal, let's say I'm going to dedicate this animal. I'm going to bring an ola. And I say, but if something happens to the animal, I'm going to bring another animal in exchange. So I am responsible to bring another animal instead. And Rav Shimon he damar momon balim hu. So in that case, any korban that I'm responsible, if something happens to it, to bring another one instead. So that animal is not really dedicated to God. It's not the same. So I say this animal belongs to God. And if something happens to this animal, then I have no responsibility. So I have no connection to it anymore. If I matish that animal, I sanctify the animal, that belongs to God. That's shlal shemayim. That's not destroyed as ir nidachas. But Reish Lakish is saying that if let's say I designate, say that I'm going to bring harei alai ola, then the animal it is somewhat related to my property, and therefore you destroy it, and redemption doesn't help because it's aser bahana. So it would seem that according to Reish Lakish, though, then if it's mamon baalim, then you would have to kill it with the sword like other animals, but because of kavod shamayim, we don't do it. So on the one hand, it's mamon baalim, so it should be treated as nidachas, as property of nidachas. On the other hand, because of kavod shamayim, since it was supposed to be brought as a korban, therefore you can't actually kill it, so you let it, you leave it out to die. That's why Reish Lakish understands Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, how many me say for Rabbi Shimon he, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon he. Yeah, but the Braisa basically states a bunch of halachos, and at the end of the Braisa says Rabbi Shimon says this. So the indication is that the initial opinion was not the position of Rabbi Shimon. So Ella, we're trying to give another answer. Big kachim kalim. We're talking about an animal that was designated as kachim kalim, like korban shlomim, a peace offering. That's kachim kalim. It's a lesser, strict form of kachim, not as holy as kachim, like asham or olam. This is a like a shlomim. Valiv the Yosef Aglili, and this price that falls Yosef Aglili. Damar kachim kalim mamon balim. That kachim kalim belongs to the owner. If I dedicate an animal to be brought as a shlamim, it's still my property because I'm going to eat some of it. If I designate a carbonola, it's going to be totally burnt. I'm not going to have any part of it, so it's totally God's. So it's not mamon balim. But if I designate an animal to be brought as a shlamim, since I'm going to be able to partake in it, so therefore it is considered mamon balim, and therefore it is considered part of the property of Ir Nidachas, and it should be destroyed with the other property of Ir Nidachas. But again, the same idea. Okay, so therefore redemption doesn't help. So the Gemara says, "Aval kachi kachi mai." What would the halacha be according to the second explanation about kachi kachim, let's say korban ola, then yipadu, then you would be allowed to redeem it for money, and you could use the money for korban sadova. I had a tani seifa, but the seifa says, second half of the brisa says, kachi bedekabayas yipadu, that kachi bedekabayas are redeemed. Liflo galiste bedidem, medvar mur, mekachim kalim, but kachi kachim yipadu. If indeed there's a distinction between kachi kalim and kachi kadashim, then the brisa should have been explicit about it. The brisa should have said that this distinction between kachim izbeach and Kachi Bedek Habayis, that by Kachi Mizbeach are killed and Kachi Bedek Habayis are redeemed, you should have said that's only with Kachi Kalim. But Kachi Kachim, they're always redeemed. So why didn't the Braisa make that distinction? So the Gemara answers, Kevan, the Ika Chatash Mesu Balel, the Lemisa Azla Lo Psikolei. The Braisa can't say that any animal that is designated as Kachi Kachim could be redeemed. It's true that Ola would be redeemed, and an Ashim could be redeemed, but a Chatas cannot be redeemed. A Chatas is part of Kachi Kachim. And the Lacha is, if an animal is designated as a Chatas and the owners died, then the animal should also die. So therefore, you can't make the Braisa could not have made a blanket statement that all Kachi Kachim can be redeemed. So now the Gemara is going to explain why Rav Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish, and why Reish Lakish hold like Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Rav Yochanan Lamar Reish Lakish. Everything's understood why Rav Yochanan didn't hold like Reish Lakish. Because what did Reish Lakish say? That Kachi Kalim are Mamon Balim, and they are killed, but according to Reish Lakish, Kachi Kachim are redeemed. Tichsiv Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. You can't do that. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's that you can even if you take Kachi Kachim and you redeem it, you can't bring an animal designated by a Rasha as a korban, or if let's say that even if the animal was redeemed that for another animal, you can't bring that. Anything associated with that Rasha, you cannot bring as a korban. That's Rabbi Yochanan's view. Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish says, yeah, you can't bring that animal as a korban, but you can exchange it, bring another animal as a korban. But that's why Rav Yochanan did not agree with Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish held that, let's say, korban ola, you could exchange it for another animal and bring that as a korban. Ela Reish Lakish, my time will mark Rav Yochanan. Why did Reish Lakish not hold like Rav Yochanan? Why didn't he say that you can kill all the korbanos, that you should kill all the korbanos because of Zerah Shem Toeva? And it's what I just said. Amar lach, kimina Zerah Shem Toeva, hanimila hecha di isana banayu. The only time we say that we apply only invalidate the korban because of Zerah Shem Toeva is only where the korban of the Rasha is standing in front of us. Once you exchange, you redeem it and use the money to buy other korbanos, so then they're not considered Zerah Shem Toeva and you can bring them as a korban. So the fundamental difference is how far do we extend the principle of Zerah Shem Toeva.